This is the Don and Mike Show.
You boys want anything else?
No, thanks, dear. Just the old ball game.
All right, I'll be in the kitchen if you need me.
Let's see, we'll get the old set warmed up. Move her into position here. All right, sit nice and close, don't you, Joe?
Fine. Now, that looks good there. That's pretty good there. Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
About right.
Perfect timing. Never missed a kickoff yet?
This promises to be a whale of a game. The San Francisco 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams.
Angeles.
I mean, the Rams are right up there in the weight department. These 49ers edge the Rams about 10.
Isn't that your phone?
Just watch the game, Joe. Eileen will get it. Whoever it is, she'll tell him I'm not in. Relax.
All right, both teams are all set now. The ball's placed on the kicking tee. We hope all of you are settled in a comfortable chair, ready to watch pro football at its very finest.
Well, who do you think's going to pick up the marbles?
I don't know. Those Rams look pretty good to me.
I'll take Green Bay every time.
Yeah, but they're playing the 49ers.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
I was from Dragnet or so.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Hey, you know something?
What's that?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Hi, Brad.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
let's all think about Judge Reinhold.
Hi, Brad. You know you're the one I always wanted.
So you always think about Phoebe Cates undoing that red top, and I always
front
think about...
Front clasping.
I always think about him with the pirate hat on the toilet.
And then Phoebe Cates walks in on him.
Great moment.
Truly classic. He's all embarrassed, and he's wearing his Captain Hook seafood uniform.
That's what makes it so great.
He's having a really bad day. He gets fired from All-American Burger, goes to work for Captain Hook Seafood, has to make delivery. They tell him to wear the uniform to make the delivery
and
with the hat.
And he sees her, and he thinks that she's looking at him, but really she's just laughing because he's got that goddamn pirate hat on.
And is that chick Rebecca De Mornay? Or not. No, it's somebody else. But it's a famous blonde.
That
is
movie.
It?
That
I believe
movie.
It's a famous blonde.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High is too old for it to be Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah, you're probably
right.
You know
who right. It might be?
It's a famous blonde.
Almost, are you thinking of it Suzanne looks Summers?
Like, it might like, be Suzanne
but
Summers.
But that's American Graffiti.
Okay.
Christie Brinkley?
No, I don't think it's Christie Brinkley.
Let's go to the back room. Joe.
It's Nancy Wilson from Heart. Cameron... the guy.
That's right. From,
Cameron Crowe's wife.
From Almost Famous, whatever that movie was.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, so it is Nancy Wilson from Heart. Very good, Joe.
Wow.
Very good.
What are you enjoying for lunch today, Joe?
M&M's.
Breakfast of champions.
With barbecue sauce.
No, with fiber.
And then Brad says, doesn't anybody flip and knock anymore?
But he doesn't say flip it.
He does not.
He right. says a bad word. He says fire truck.
Oh, wow. They don't make them better than that. Hey, nope.
Hi. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
This is so great.
Hello?
Bad day. You're getting fired from God.
That's us.
I was enjoying it.
Good show.
That's us on the radio. Someone's listening with the volume turned way up there, boy.
To this day, I am always fascinated.
Well, we had that rejoiner tape, that Dragnet tape, as a way to lead into our fantasy football Week 5 results.
Bring me the good news.
Oh, boy.
Here we go, Mike. You defeated Buzz 87-42.
It was really a blowout, Buzz.
Very close game, I guess.
I got beaten by John 86-75.
Wow.
Joe beat Bart 104-59. Wow.
Joe in the big money this week?
Yep. And Rob and Matt tied at 88. And because we have our brand new rules that none of us bitch about, the way that we settle a tie is the score of the reserves on the bench.
Ah.
No?
No, it's
John,
the
how
overall
is it?
Rating, no, isn't
it's
it?
It's a passer rating for the starting quarterback.
Is that what we decided would be the tiebreaker this year? Yeah,
passer rating?
Passer rating, that's what I held over from last year, yes.
Weekly passer rating or season pass rating?
For the week.
So technically a tie, I still have my perfect record.
You are 0-5, my friend.
But watch this, my friend. I will run the table. You will not see me lose again, and that's a promise.
So you're not having a fire sale?
Not until next week. But here's what I know. I outscored 5 of the teams in the league this
really?
Week. Yes. This team is
Rob,
coming together. They play with more heart.
If ifs and buts were candy and nuts.
Oh, what a party we'd have.
May I call you in the office after the show?
So here we go. In the dumb division, we have a tie at first with Mike and John, both of them at 4-1.
Wow.
Bart at 2-3. Matt the Pollock at 2-3. What? What are you laughing at?
Your card. I noticed someone had put some graffiti on your card.
Look at that, Buzz.
An asterisk.
There's a little love note I wrote to you yesterday during the show.
I remember
that. Dumber Division. Would it be great if a guy on TV held up a card
accidentally
and had something like this on the
back?
It
was just you were so casual about looking at that card.
Like Regis.
Hold that up. Here we are with the card.
What is this?
In the Dumber Division,
yes.
Joe's in first place, 4-1. Buzz and I are tied for second, 2-3. Mm-hmm. And Rob is bringing up the rear boy at 0-5.
0-5.
Two games out of playoff contention.
I just want to say that I am thrilled that now that I have taken over the helm completely of the O-Americans, that I am in the league elite once again this year.
You are.
And I'm looking forward this weekend to a resounding victory, a convincing, absolutely convincing victory.
I play you this weekend.
As I smite you, because I was looking at my lowest spread of any of the games I've had is with you, and I might have been, at least this morning, on the low end of that. Huh. I think I might have been the underdog by 1 point.
You can make some good plays like you did this week, like when you started Romo.
Well, you know what? Romo scored, 24 points?
Yeah, you know, that
worked out for him. Mr. 0-5.
I will tell you something, Rob. This is absolutely the sports biting you in the ass. Mike will tell you this. Anytime anything is on the line, before it is decided, you do not call and gloat. It guarantees the other guy will win.
It's a curse.
Case in point. Monday night. I know I've lost my game to Buzz, but Mike's already had the discussion with me. Like on Friday,
right.
Who should I start, Tom Brady or Tony Romo?
Right.
I said, in a heartbeat, you start Tom Brady every effing week.
Didn't take your advice.
Well, by the time Tony Romo threw his fourth interception, of course I called Mike.
Call now, me text. I know when he calls me text, it can't be good. Now, it's either something that I've done to him or something that's going terribly wrong for me.
Now, Mike is just so blissfully out of it. He's watching the Yankees game. He's more excited than watching the Yankees lose.
Watching my number one sport.
And I say to him, hey, smart move, Tex. That's only Tony Romo's fourth interception, and you're not bothered at all. You said, oh, I turned it on for a second. He threw two. I said, yeah, he threw right like the first pass of the game.
Ended up throwing seven, right? Didn't he throw seven interceptions?
Five.
Wow. Five?
Five interceptions.
Jesus. Well, he's on the bench now. You know why?
Why?
Because top lineup told me. My general manager, top lineup.
Yeah,
you know top, don't you?
Top.
You mean that button you press that gives you the best computer?
Well,
lineup?
He's my GM. Top is, you know, each week we have a meeting, and last week, you know what? The mistake I made. Mm-hmm. I went exclusively with top's recommendation, and this week you'll be happy to know, even as early as today, top told me, you know, put Brady back in, put Brady back, and sit Frank Gore on the bench. Frank Gore is not producing this year in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm out of control. I suck. My team is just awful.
You need anybody?
Yeah, I need everybody. Although I don't have my eyes on you. I got my eyes on another boy in the room.
Mr. 0-5?
That's right.
Mr. I'm going to run the table?
He'll get
that's
desperate.
Right.
I got all the ingredients, but I can't make a cake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Oh, an offer is being written down.
Would that help make your cake?
Well, okay. Now, wait a minute. Is that a financial offer that you're making?
Hey.
Is that legal in this league? Didn't we veto that years ago?
If I was to make...
Didn't the money transactions, weren't those completely vetoed?
No. You...
Doesn't the league have to vote
friend,
on that?
My friend, you did this yourself many times.
And I believe I was spanked down for it. Yeah. I believe I was vetoed. I believe they said no more money transact. It was that year that I was playing George Steinbrenner in the league and trying to buy myself a team.
We'd have to ask the commissioner. I forget what the ruling is.
What's the rule, Johnny?
I'm sorry. You're trying to buy what? I mean, I can't see from back here.
It's a cash offer for a
trade.
Are you
listening to the show?
That's really kind of the idea.
Yeah, shut up for a second, Rob. You don't really have to be watching anything. What are you listening to right now, John?
I'm listening to you make offers of money for one of Rob's players, I'm assuming.
Well, we were asking for the ruling.
Right. Is that allowed?
Sure, why not?
Are you the commissioner?
I am.
Hey, excuse me, did you listen to the last discussion we were having before, you know, just summarily saying, sure, why not? Because I believe, like, years ago, the whole cash idea was vetoed in this
I believe
league.
The commissioner has spoken,
the commissioner
Mike.
At the time that happened.
Well, excuse me, but I thought that cash transactions were not legal.
Is that enough, Rob, for you?
No, not yet.
What if I threw another player in?
Have to wait and see. I need one more week. If I can start running the table.
Have we established the fact that now money is available for, you can spend money for players? Because if that's the case, sure would like you to give me a last bite of the apple.
Well, that's the word we got from Bowie Norman. So,
Bowie Norman.
John Kuhn.
Commissioner. Commish.
Faye Norman.
Faye Norman.
John Rozelle.
Kennesaw Norman.
Kennesaw?
Kennesaw.
If there is one.
John Goodall.
Here's where we stand right now. If there is one more loss, if TCB takes one more loss, then the fire sale begins. But I'm really confident about this week.
Okay. John Stern.
Oh, good one. David Stern, right. Mm-hmm. Hold on. John Giamatti.
Oh, that's the one I was going to use.
The guy who busted out Pete Rose.
Yes, yes. And Paul Giamatti's father.
How about John Tagliabue?
Oh, very good.
That's a good
Should
one.
Have had that one,
very
too.
Very good one. Should have had that
Or as we called him, P-Tag.
And we had John Rozelle?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we had right, that. Yeah.
Pete Norman.
The other thing we have is that great annoying sound that tells our listeners that the microphone in the producer's room is on.
What is that high-pitched whining anyway? Anybody know?
That's a very high-pitched.
I got a speaker on in here.
It's a sound buzz that you and I can't hear. Only the sharpest listeners can hear. And when it, listen carefully, you know what it's saying?
What?
There's nothing productive coming out of this room. That's what it's saying.
The hum of a well-oiled machine.
They're back there eating candy, playing video games.
That's right.
But we have to say, constantly cleaning.
Yeah.
Now the sound is gone.
Well, I turned it off.
Oh, you turned it off.
Would you like it back?
Is it still on? Slightly. Let's listen.
What are you dudes doing back there?
Surfing the internet. Checking. Oh, there we go.
Boy, we haven't had one like that in a long time. That's a.
Mike, you talk about the constant cleaning. Joe is the only guy I know who will finish with a food item and move the trash near the trash can, but not in it.
John Testaverde, did he sign with Carolina?
Yes, he did.
Then he's back in the league.
What's the latest on Fark?
Who will draft him first?
Haven't been on Fark. Just checking the news.
Go to TMZ right now.
I just picked up Warner.
Well,
hi, Joe.
Thank you, Norton.
I just picked up Warner.
Who's your starter, Joe?
Huh?
Who's your starter?
Manning. It's a bye week.
Peyton or Eli?
Peyton.
Archie.
It's a bye week for the Colts, and Leinart, who is my other quarterback, is out for the season with
that's
a broken
pickup.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something. Joe's got, I believe, the best team in the league.
He's doing well.
He just picked up Warner?
Yep, he just got Kurt Warner.
Is it a lock that Warner? Well, Leinart's hurt, so Warner's going to get the start.
Yes, Mike, Leinart is hurt.
It's Leinart, right?
No, you said Leinart, though.
But is it Leinart?
No, it's Leinart.
Leinart?
Leinart.
Leinart.
Hi, I'm Leinart. Leinart, Leinwand.
What are you
looking at? Hi, this is Matt Leinart.
What are you looking at now on the internet?
Fox News.
What's happening there?
There was a school shooting in Cleveland.
That's funny stuff.
No.
I know, that's why I said it. Bye.
Matt Leinart's hurt.
That's the latest.
That's why I said it, Ed. Mike, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to laugh.
Oh, I certainly am, too.
Throw this on you cats right now, early in the show.
Oh, this is a real surprise. This is a real curveball.
We have $250 American dollars.
Whoa.
And 10 minutes of our valuable time and your valuable time.
You better believe it's valuable.
Well, something we like to call Make Us Laugh.
Now, here's the real challenge for Make Us Laugh this time around. We recently have had a winner, and a damn fine winner. And really, you know, we go through these periods of time where we expect to not have a winner. But right after we get somebody who's successful, I'm always very, very disappointed if we don't get a winner. I don't want to add pressure to our listeners, but come on, bring your A game.
It's going to be tough to top that IHOP piece of genius, which has somehow gotten the FCC involved in our show. A joke for a four-year-old.
Yes, a 9-year-old's joke, an 8-year-old's joke that resulted in everybody at the commission getting very uptight.
Anyway, it was deleted, and we had a whole big thing about it. We can't tell the joke anymore, but it was a shining moment on Make Us Laugh.
We're not even allowed to go and have pancakes there anymore.
Not unless Jessica Simpson has already shot them with her puree.
Right.
Or what's her name? Is that her name? I said Jessica Simpson. I meant Jessica Seinfeld.
Oh, her, yeah. Her, she made pumpkin pancakes.
Her vegetable puree that she, and on the Today Show.
She was on the Today Show.
God, give me a break.
I hide the vegetables from my children. This is pureed pumpkin seed, flax oil, and broccoli.
Put the pureed vegetables in the product. You will not be able. You mask it.
There's. Can I tell you something right now? There's avocado in this chocolate pudding.
A half a cup.
Half a cup of avocado, and what you're doing is you're deceiving. But it's good deception.
Monosaturated fats.
You puree the vegetables, and you sneak them into the children's food.
I've been feeding these purees to Jerry for a number of years, and it's making his gums grow.
Did you see the? How would you like to be one of Jerry Seinfeld's kids and go, "Mommy, mommy, can we have some chicken nuggets?" And she brings out that tofu thing. She says, "This is tofu, and what I've injected it with a puree of broccoli, and also pumpkin seed, and oh, it's delicious."
So you can enjoy the nutritional value without knowing that you're eating the vegetables. What a brilliant idea, because we are so desperate. Is she giving the profits to charity? Do we know whether? I mean, seriously, Seinfeld never has to work another day in his life. He is richer than Jesus. I'm just curious.
Mike, I want to tell you something. I speak for Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry wants her to be independent. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
You know what, darling? I will make some calls, get this silly book published, get you on the Today Show, make yourself some walking around money.
I pureed the vegetables, and several of the wealthy people that came to my home in the Hamptons said, "This is a brilliant idea. Why don't you take it public?" And of course, being who I am, I said, "Of course, immediately."
You know, if Jerry called the Today Show and said, "I have a recipe book and it involves pureeing and curry," they would do that.
Speaking of curry, you can puree cauliflower and then inject it with curry, and it's very tasty.
Isn't it nice that she's on the Today Show just 1 week after Jerry made his grand return to 30 Rock?
Yeah, it's
funny how that works.
We really got to hit a break.
Timing.
Oh, that's part of that. That's House. Hold on a second. Where is? Hold on, number 15.
This morning on Today's Kitchen, getting your kids to eat their veggies. It can be a nightly battle in a lot of households, but one mom says she has a solution. Jessica Seinfeld has put it all in her new cookbook called Deceptively Delicious. And today, contributor Joy Bauer served as the nutritionist for Jessica's book. Hey, ladies, good morning to both
of
you.
Good morning.
So this was a problem in your house, obviously.
I could not get my children to eat their vegetables or anything healthy at all. It was so frustrating.
That's a segment in itself.
It is.
We'll come back and do some Make Us Laugh. You know how to play.
Yeah.
877-365-3636. 10 minutes, wide open, unscreened.
Wow.
You make Mike and I laugh, and you win $250.
I couldn't get my kids to eat the vegetables at all.
Who are these people pureeing their food?
She's too stupid to write the book herself. Why don't we get a nutritionist? I simply don't have enough money.
Michael Richards called with an endorsement for the book. I don't think we should use it. It's the N-word.
That's unacceptable.
Make us laugh. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.